Meeting to order at 8:30 a.m. with David Jordan, Vaughn, Billy, Lisa Summers, Jenny Webster, DeHassa Hill, and myself, Melinda, chairing the meeting. I'm just going to skip everything. There's an add-on to the agenda, per se. That would be under New Business 1?
Yes.
New Business Number 1, entitled...
New Business
A.
Directing the 2016 per capita payment.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve the agenda with the one addition?
So moved.
Motion by Fawn, seconded by DeHassa to approve the agenda with the one addition under New Business A. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. First up is the adoption of the resolution titled Continuing Budget Resolution for Fiscal Year 17.
Madam Chair.
Lisa.
I do have two requested changes after reviewing the information, and I'm not sure if who helped draft it, but there's two requested changes that I have. The first one is to delete lines 82 through, I believe it's 86. It's the fourth whereas from the bottom. It starts off as the Oneida Business Committee, comma, acting in accordance with the General Tribal Council desire, that first line, and it continues that whereas. I believe that whereas is a little confusing. I also believe that whereas is already stated the way that it's very clear in the whereas that's contained, the third from the top, which is, I believe, line 67. And that one, that whereas, basically, I think, says the same thing, and it's much more clear. I think this whereas just confuses everything, so I would like that one deleted. The other request that I have to add to the resolution on the last resolve is that we include a deadline for the contingency plans to be put in place. I think that's the other thing that's important here. I know that some of the operations already do have contingency plans that they use for the budget. However, I believe that we just need to make it very clear that all of the operations need to have their plans done by a certain date. With that, I will also state that I do understand that the Senate did pass a continuing resolution. I believe Congress, or I believe the other side of the House, is going to do the same. It extends the budget to December 9th, I believe, is the deadline. And I don't see anybody here from IGAC, and Brian shaking his head, so I'm assuming that's correct. So at this point, I'm going to recommend that the deadline to have operations have their plans in place be somewhere around mid-November, and I don't have a calendar in front of me. So I'll just suggest like November 15th as the deadline.
There is one more change. It's just a minor typo. Line 48, should say including. Any other questions or comments or changes that the committee wants to suggest for this resolution?
Madam Chair?
Yeah.
For clarification on the proposed deadline, I'm going to say Thursday, November 10th, which is the second week in November. The 11th is a holiday, so the operations will be shut down. So if we can make it that Thursday.
Okay. Joanne?
Could you identify that correction that you, again, I didn't catch that line number.
Line number 48, include should be including. Deletion of lines 82 through 86, that entire whereas, and then insert on line 108 a deadline for contingency plans to be due by Thursday, November 10th.
I would suggest the following sentence be added to the last, at the very end. All contingency plans shall be presented to the treasurer by November 10th, 2016. End of business.
On what line?
It's the very last sentence then.
So it would become number 3? Or just add it to...
Right after the ends, remaining debt payments, all contingency plans shall be presented to the treasurer by November 10th, 2016 at the close of business.
So make it number 3?
Yes. Okay. Pardon?
So make it number 3.
I if you're saying number three under the numbered items, I don't think that that would be right. So at the end of the paragraph, that these contingency budget plans.
Okay.
It's the very last thing.
All right. So the motion would be to adopt the resolution with three changes. The first being the deletion of the whereas, which is line 82 through 86. The second being line 48, change include to including. And the third change would be to include a sentence under the be it further resolved, so it would become like line 116, and that it would say all contingency plans are due to the treasurer no later than Thursday, November 10th. Correct? All right.
So moved, Madam Chair.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Lisa, to adopt the resolution, continuing budget resolution for fiscal year 2017 with those three changes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next and last item is the e-poll results to be entered into the record, which directed the payment of the 2016 per capita payment in accordance with the United Nations Revenue Allocation Plan.
So moved.
The motion by Fawn.
Support.
Supported by DeHasse to enter the e-poll results. Is there any questions on this from the committee? I briefed all of you yesterday.
Madam Chair, if we could just very, for the record purposes, just can you briefly recap what occurred?
Sure. So the Oneida Nation submitted a revenue allocation plan in accordance with IGRA to the Office of Indian Gaming in July of this year. In accordance with the regulations, the Department of Interior has 60 days to review that plan to give approval or non-approval. And as of this morning, we have not received a copy of that approval, and the Department of Interior is beyond their review period. However, we've been notified by the Office of Indian Gaming that the Office of Indian Gaming had sent the Secretary of the Department of Interior recommendation to approve the revenue allocation plan. Yesterday afternoon, I was made aware of the situation and immediately followed up with Larry Roberts, who's the Assistant Secretary of the Department of Interior, and followed up with Legislative Affairs and Joanne. We made contacts with our individual people. So Legislative Affairs had Scott Dacey working on it in D.C., and unfortunately, people left the office without returning phone calls yesterday from the Department of Interior, and we still have not received notice this morning whether or not the revenue allocation plan letter has been signed. But it's our understanding that from the context that we've had, that the letter is on somebody's desk awaiting a signature on our behalf. So the chief counsel advised that there's a $25,000 potential fine that would be incurred if we went ahead with a per capita payment, but with the amount of the per capita payment and the amount of the fine and the fact that we have been noticed that there is a recommendation of approval that was sent by Office of Indian Gaming to the Secretary in early September, I'm comfortable with the action that's being taken.
Thank you.
All right.
I would simply note for the record that all attempts were made to contact business committee members. Some were not available and did not receive the e-poll until the last possible minute, were unable to timely respond, but that the e-poll results did receive a majority vote during that. I just wanted to make sure that the record showed that we were in very much of a rush, and it was very difficult to contact everyone, but we attempted some extraordinary measures to make those contacts.
I contacted everybody, including the chairwoman. She advised that this be added on for today, and she also advised for the payment to go out as well. And so she concurred with the recommendation of the business committee.
Cool.
Okay. All those in favor of entering the e-poll results for the directing of the per capita payment to be made in accordance with the United Nations Revenue Allocation Plan, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn, Madam Chair.
Support.
Motion by Lisa, seconded by Fawn, to adjourn the meeting at 8:40 a.m. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Did you not add the per capita?
Yep. Well done.